Fred Film Radio, New Horizons International Film Festival, Wrocław, Poland.
Cześć, this is Diego Aparicio reporting from Wrocław, Poland. I'm here on the occasion of the 19th edition of the New Horizons Film Festival, and I am joined today by one of the participants of the ICO's Developing Your Film Festival course, Katarina Riedler, who is the program coordinator for the Crossing Europe Film Festival in Linz, Austria. Good morning, Katarina.
Good morning. Hi.
It's a pleasure having you here, and I think our listeners would love to hear more about your festival.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, Crossing Europe Film Festival is a festival that is presenting European film. It's taking place for 5 days in the end of April every year. This year, in 2019, we had our 16th festival edition. We show around 150 films in total, and one of the main things that is very nice about the festival is the atmosphere. We are in a very nice location. All the cinema halls are very close together. Apart from a great film program, we also have like parties and concerts every night. And a lot of European and international guests are attending.
How do you manage to bring in new audiences every year in Linz?
Well, we have a quite big audience of regulars, of fans that come every year, which is very nice. But this last edition, we have a new program section, that is a youth program section, which is called YAS, and this is our way of trying to bring in very young people. And it worked really well. Like, we had six films in competition, especially for young people, that is talking about age 16 till 20. So it's not for kids, but still for teenagers. And there was workshops, there was school classes attending, screenings, and it was really, really amazing how it worked.
Sounds great. You're keeping your younger audiences engaged, it seems, which is one of the challenges that most festivals face nowadays, I believe. Is Linz easily accessible from other cities? Do you get like a big local community of followers? Do they come from abroad? Is it, you know, how does it work?
So Linz is only 1 hour and 15 minutes by train from the capital, from Vienna. So that makes it easy for people, especially industry, that is coming from Vienna to the festival, usually for the weekend. But also some other people who are just really interested in film, they just, you know, will book a hotel for the weekend and come because they like the atmosphere of the festival. But really our main audience is from Linz, from the city, and we are pretty lucky because we're taking place in the cinemas that working throughout the year with a full program, and so people that regularly go to the cinema will also usually be attending the festival, which is very nice, so we can work with that crowd like in the entire year. We don't do screenings regularly, but at the cinema we will always meet these people, so that's really good.
That sounds very positive. So how big is the team working on Crossing Europe?
So for the entire year it's actually only two people that are at the office. But then a few months prior to the festival, the office starts to fill up with people, and our core team is like 12 to 15 people right before the festival. And then obviously during the festival and right before, like right the few days before when production starts and everything for the events is organized, and I think we reach around like 100 to 120 team members, I think, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot, considering, you know, year-round it's only two. Wow. It's very interesting to see how different festivals approach this organization aspect.
So what we do is that the staff that usually works at the cinema will also work at the festival. So that helps us in terms of they know the place, they're there the whole year round. And that way it is easier because we don't have to teach them anything new, you know, when they start working for the festival. But they already know everything. So that helps a lot.
Yeah, that's great. And you get to work with them year after year as well. So
exactly.
That's very
yeah.
Positive, maintaining that relationship.
Yeah.
So what sort of films do you include in your program every year? And what different sections do you have?
We try to have a very fresh cinema, a very fresh look on European cinema, but our program range is pretty wide, I would say, because it could be like a political documentary that you watch at Crossing Europe, or it could be a fantastic film in one of the evening screenings. We have competition sections. We have a competition for first and second feature film. We have a competition for documentary film. And we have now the competition for in the youth section, which means a youth jury. A jury of five teenagers will give a prize to one of the films there. And we have a competition for regional productions, where this is our only program section where there can be submitted short films as well, because mainly it's feature films. And apart from the competition sections, we also have some side programs. For example, we have a Working Worlds program that has been going now for a long time, which will always talk about working worlds in different aspects. We also have a program on architecture and society. And then we'll also have kind of retrospective, which is one of the sections called Tribute, dedicated to a European filmmaker. And we will try to show almost their entire work. And then also a program section we call Spotlight, where we put a spotlight on a person that works in film from Europe that we think is special or very relevant. So, for example, this year we had Iris Elesi from Albania, who is a director but also film theorist, and she presented Albanian films in Linz, old ones and new ones, so that was really great.
Wow, it sounds like you've got a terrific range of activities there. What do you think is your biggest challenge as a festival? What would you like to develop? What is there yet to be done?
I think the challenge is to maintain the spirit of the festival, which is really a good one. But obviously we want to keep it like that, but still include new things every year, but we cannot just grow too fast, so that is one of the challenges. So we figure out what would be the best thing to do and not overwork our staff and our whole team.
That's very considerate of you, especially, you know, bearing in mind that in the arts sector it's always very tough, I think, in early beginnings, you know, making a living and being able to stick to what your heart is set on and facing the practical difficulties of that decision.
Absolutely. And I think what is really nice within our festival team is that people work there, also in the core team, been working there for really a few years. And that the festival tries to give opportunities as well to new team members, you know, that you don't always have to stick like to the same job you started with, but you can evolve. So, for example, myself, I was a production manager for a long time at the festival, and now I'm the program coordinator. So this, I think, is really a good thing and should happen more often.
Thank you so much for that. I'm sure it's insightful for a lot of other festival organizers out there who are listening. Speaking of which, what other resources are there out there that you make use of? You know, what are the best practices available and what sort of organizations publish findings on this?
Wow, that is a big question. I mean, our festival has now received Creative Europe media funding for some time, which is obviously really great and very helpful. But then we are also funded by public institutions. So I think the hardest thing, at least for our festival, is to acquire sponsorship. And I'm thinking that there would be opportunities out there, but it's really hard to get a hold of them. So I'm not sure if I'm the right person to give advice on this. But this is what I would say.
So what would you say is your main mission as a festival? What do you aspire to achieve?
So the idea of Crossing Europe Film Festival is that you can kind of take a journey with film through Europe. And we really want to highlight the small local peculiarities in the different countries, but also kind of find out what we have in common. And so I think the European thought, in a way, is what we aim for at our festival.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Katarina. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It was really a pleasure.
From Wrocław, Poland, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.